Minarukani milaidina tu. Minarukani kunani. Minarukani timtumili minanya. Kan rika kani mana. Wanta taipani lumi kana plila. Minakani palingana. Nina ma pili tu lumi. Wanta pakana rala. We are strong Pakana. We have come here today to welcome you to this country, the country of Nipaluna or Hobart. We call out to the spirits of this country itself, the spirits of the old people, the mountain Kunanyi, and the river Timtumili Mananya that have cared for us for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Make some noise for this country that we are on today. The Muwinina walked this land for at least 42,500 years. On behalf of them and my elders of the past and of the present, I welcome you here. I acknowledge each and every one of you, and I hope you all have a beautiful festival. Thank you.
Okay, I have with me Megan Quill, who's the food curator of the Taste of Tasmania. Megan, can you give us an overview of what's on offer at the Taste this year?
Well, we have 97 stallholders this year. We've got a range, as usual, of something for everyone. We've got a bit of a focus this year on community and sustainability. And delicious food from all over the world. I think it's one of the most multicultural menus we've seen yet at the Taste. Four different areas where patrons can enjoy food and drink with friends.
It's obviously a very large festival. So how do you, as a curator, approach this job of finding the food and beverage offerings to include in the festival?
We started back in July. We sent out an expressions of interest for interested stallholders. And then we receive all of those expressions of interest. We have a panel that helps to select those stalls, and we rate them on a range of criteria, ranging from sustainability, whether people are ready for a large crowd of people, whether they can keep up, and of course, is it delicious?
So just on that delicious scale, do you have any personal favourites? What are you really passionate and excited about in the Taste this year?
I am really excited to have Elgar Farm here with their delicious cheeses from their farm in the north of the state. They're serving them on real plates with a real knife, and they're situated in the forecourt in what we're terming the marketplace, because it has a lovely French market vibe. I'm also a massive fan of Deep End Farm's Taiwanese buns. This year they always use their own vegetables that they've grown at their farm in Jeeveston. And this year they have some duck flavoured ones, as well as their pork and a vegan option, as well as crayfish. So that's super special. That's what I'll be having for lunch today.
Right. Thanks very much.
Okay.
I have Dave McGill of Moobrew, who has joined together with some other independent producers to sponsor the Taste this year.
That's
Can
right.
you just tell us about that?
Yeah, for sure. So we were approached by Hobart Brewing Company as well, and ourselves and Shambles and Spotty Dog have all got together this year to take over the major beer sponsorship for the Taste of Tasmania. I think we set up the first one for Moobrew 13 years ago, and I don't think we'd ever dreamed that we would have been a major beer sponsor 13 years ago. Yeah.
I went to the World Cup in South Africa in 2010, and there was no South African beer. It was all Heineken, and I thought that was a little bit of a shame. So do you think this is important to be able to brand this event with your Tasmanian products?
Yeah, look, definitely. Independent beer at the moment is quite a hot topic around Australia, and people are choosing to probably drink a little bit less, but drink a little bit closer to home and probably drink a better quality beer as well. And also access the producers as well. That's the beauty about independent craft beer, is that, you know, there's lots of brewers behind the bars over the whole festival, so people that are interested in individual breweries can come up and have a chat.
We've got some fairly warm weather forecast, so I imagine there may be a few people drinking beer this weekend. How do you manage the logistics for a large event like this?
Yeah, look, this has probably been the largest one that we've done. With Moobrew, we normally do some other festivals throughout the year, so we do have a bit of infrastructure, so we were able to help. This bar that we're standing at today has 26 beer taps on it. We also have another 6 on the waterfront and another 6 down the other end. Yeah, I think there's nearly 40 beer taps in total. So the logistics of that's been ongoing for a couple of weeks. The Taste have done an amazing job at, we see a lot of back of house, and the Taste have done an amazing job at making sure that trucks are in and out quickly and everyone's present and accounted for. So it's been quite good to deliver everything.
In terms of Moobrew itself, how do you think you present a Tasmanian taste with your styles of beer?
Yeah, for sure. So we try and use a lot of Tasmanian ingredients where we can. Tasmania is really lucky in its climate that it can grow hops. So we use a lot of hops in Tassie. There's only certain latitudes in the world that you can grow hops. Obviously, you wouldn't know it now, but in our dead of winter, it's good for the hops. So yeah, we can get that sort of perennial plant. So we use that. Barley as well, which is grown up north a lot of. So we access a lot of our base malt from a company up north that supports a lot of Tasmanian farmers as well. And we're 100% Tasmanian owned.
All right, I hope the event goes well for you.
Fantastic, thanks for your time.
We have here Will Chapman from the Tasmanian Pasta Sauce Company.
Correct.
And your sign says born in Sicily and made in Tasmania.
Correct,
so
correct.
Tell us about that story. How did you decide to bring Sicilian pasta to Tasmania?
Well, Matt Rayo, the founder of the Tasmanian Pasta and Sauce Company, has Sicilian heritage, so there's no surprise with the Sicilian element. And what we found when he's working with me, I'm a farmer and a chef, they call me the Sharma, is that Tasmania has a very similar sort of landscape to Sicily, so we grow a lot of the same sort of stuff. We grow lots of good wheat, even though we're not using Tasmanian wheat at the moment. Grow lots of really good seafood products, pork, lamb, etc., etc. So using the great Tassie products, and obviously we've found there's not a lot of local, beautiful, fresh pasta available. I know some people are doing it, and we're just continuing that trend and using products from my farm in the Doon Valley up near Ouse, and using the pasta knowledge from Matt Rayo.
Obviously, you guys love pasta and you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. What is it about pasta that makes it such a popular food worldwide, I would say?
Having worked in the food industry for a very long time, I think the most important thing about food is sustenance. It's not about how it looks, it's all about sustenance, and then it comes to taste. And pasta is sustaining, and it's delicious, and it can be really, really simple just with something like olive oil or even garlic, or you can make a really complicated sauce. Either way, pasta is able to hold both. And today we're making pasta fresh with a little pasta machine, plus we're making gnocchi fresh with potato gnocchi. And gnocchi has the same sort of, we feel the same way about gnocchi. It's sustaining, it holds beautiful sauces.
You've got a few things on your menu here. What's your personal favourite?
My personal favourite this year is the beetroot and goat's curd ravioli. Beetroot grind in the Doon Valley, Tasmanian goat's curd, and we've made the pasta with two colours, one side purple, one side white, and that's served with a gin preserved lemon chilli sauce, with the gin coming from our partners, Lorraine Estate, whose property is opposite my farm in the Doon Valley. However, generally, the most popular dish is the roast garlic gnocchi with the smoked lamb and the burnt butter sauce. That dish has been very popular for the last few years.
All right, hope it goes well for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're here with Sarah Anderson of the Tasmanian Fruit Pie Company. I hear this is your first time at the Taste of Tasmania.
Yes, it is. It is my first time, but it's a fulfillment of a dream. When I thought about starting the business, I always imagined I'd come to the Taste of Tasmania one day.
What was the road to get here? I understand you've done some smaller festivals.
Yes, I started the business in September 2015 at the Tasmanian Farm Gate, selling my pies to take home. And then I did the Taste of the Huon in 2016. I've been to the Taste of the Huon 4 times now. And that has been a very successful venture for me because I live in the Huon Valley and all my fruit is from the Huon Valley.
So what pies are you offering at the Taste this year?
I'm offering apple, blackberry and apple, blueberry and pear. My other standard pie is an apricot, but it's too early in the season to offer apricots. So instead I'm doing a rhubarb with raspberry and strawberry.
I was watching the cricket yesterday and one of the New Zealand players bowled a bad ball and Ricky Ponting referred to him as a pie chucker. I think that's a bit offensive to pies. I think pies are great. What's great about your pies and why should people get down to the Tays to try one?
Well, my pies are made with 100% Tasmanian fruit. Something that's different about my pie is that I don't add sugar to the fruit, so they're the natural fruit flavour. My pie is all about the fruit, the beautiful Tasmanian produce that we have here, and I don't oversweeten the pies. There is a little bit of sugar in the pastry, but I use Tasmanian butter. I use my own eggs. It's a totally homegrown product.
Sounds very good. I hope you have fun at the Tays.
Thanks very much.
Sweet Jenny Lee, from sunny Tennessee, you love her when you see Sweet Jenny Lee.